Okay. We are on Tesvav Amud Beis, and we're talking about the concept of Suffolk being Maitzi Midei Vadai. We said that a Suffolk is not Maitzi Midei Vadai, and I don't know if I said this or not, but I should say this now, that nobody has a Havamina that a 50-50 Suffolk should change a Vadai. How can you say that? It makes no sense. When we talk about whether Suffolk can be Maitzi Midei Vadai, we mean a Suffolk that leans strongly in the direction that it was taken care of. A suffix that makes sense that it was done, not a 50-50. Meaning even the Havmin and the Gemara knew that the Chaver probably took off Meiser, but probably is not definite. And suffix Meitzim de Vadai would mean a probably can take care of a Vadai, and the Gemara said a suffix Meitzim de Vadai means you need a definite to take care of a definite. And the first answer was it was a definite versus a definite. And the second answer was that it was a probably versus a probably, or even less than a probably. Yeah. Now we're up to the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of 15b, Tesvav Amud Beis. Frank the Gemara, Bakati, Ein Sabek, Maitim, Midei Vadai. You still want to say that a probable cannot take over, cannot take away the definite? Latanya. We learned in Ebraisa. Mai said it was a story b'shev chasoi shemasik echad v'rimayin. There was a story with a shivcha of a very strong person. I don't know how he translates masik. A
powerful
person in the city of Rimayin. Sheitila nefer labar. She had a miscarriage, and the baby, the fetus, ended up in a pit. Uba kayan v'hitzitzvay, and a kayan leaned over the pit. To know whether that fetus was male or female, because she had to keep days tumah of days tahara. So there's 7 days of tumah for a boy and 33 days of tahara. We went through this, that 7 days she's tummy regardless if she bleeds, and 33 days she's tahara regardless if she bleeds. And by a girl, it's 14 and 66. So the kayan went to look to find out what her halacha is. And they said the kayan is tar. The may shechurda bardalus mitzuyin shem. A chulda is a weasel. Bardalus, I don't know. Arts go translated differently in different places. Sometimes he says polecat. Sometimes he says bardalus. So whatever way Arts go, Rabbeinu decided to translate it here. What does he say here? What bardalus? Okay. The acha the vada itila nefo. She had a definite miscarriage, which is metame. Suffolk guru, suffolk like guru. We don't know whether the weasel or the bartalus took it away or not. Because he suffered the mighty Devada, we say he's tar. We rely on the probably to make him tar. Let's do Rashi.
What did he see?
He went to look.
What
did that do with the bartalus? Okay. She dropped the fetus into a pit. I don't care if it was delivered or not delivered. It's in a pit. Right? That's where it was put. Now, it makes a difference whether it was a boy or a girl, the gabi her halacha. So a kayan went, and he looked there to see whether he could figure out if it's a boy or a girl. Now he came to ask a child, is he tame? Is he tame?
But he turned or touched the baby.
But he was over a baby. He was aisle. And the answer was no, because there's weasel and Bartleson that take it out of the pit, that dragged it to their hole.
May take it out
of the pit. And the baby wasn't there.
The baby wasn't there.
We don't know if the baby was there or not. The weasel and the Bartleson make it that it wasn't there. But it's not a definite, it's a probably.
It's not like if the baby was there at all.
What?
The subject was that the baby was there when the coin came looking.
That's all the characters. When it's a boy or girl, it doesn't make a difference for the kayan. He's going to be telling me whether it's a dead boy or a dead girl. So the question is, was there a baby there? So we say, but there was a definite baby, and then it was a probable was taken out. And we say, he's star. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zok Rashi, im zokar hu. Kayan kochem haya. Now Rashi brings multiple pshatim here. This kayan was a kochem. He was a Pisic. And he was Machavan, so he could teach her the days of Tumah and Tara. Inami. We're trying to figure out why was the Kayan going there. Either he was a Paisik, or Segura Esla Babayas, she was always near him. But Nagaz Betrumasai, this Shivcha used to hang around the Kayan's house, and the Kayan was worried about his Truma. How long does he have to keep this woman away from his Truma? Right? The right to these army men who call you made Tumasa. Now, this is interesting, because if that's the case, then the question is 30, 40, or 80. Because even during the days of Tara, she can't touch Truma. She's a Tfulas Yad. So he wanted to know, is it a boy and I have to keep her away from me for 40 days? Or was it a girl and I have to keep her away from me 80 days? But yes, Shaimrim, lay da'e misayiman, yeh's man havos karbonasa. Karbona. She has to bring a carbon. She should bring it on day 41, on day 81. Im yareb mishmartim love. Why does the Kayan care when she has to bring a carbon? Because he wants to figure out whether he'll get a chelik of that carbon, right? If it's in his mishmar, if it's in his week, he'll be able to service that carbon. Loisvirli zakrashi. I don't believe the mishful, or oila achas. Does it really make a difference? She's going to bring two birds. One is going to be completely burnt. She gets the skin of the Isla, which she doesn't even get by a bird, which is a Pella Rashi. They ask the Kasha, and they change the Gersa. Bishvil Chatas Achas. Because of one Chatas, that he's going to eat the meat of the bird, shared with all the people that worked that day. For that, he's interested. Let me see if it's going to work out on my week or not. I mean, how much meat is he already going to get from this? I know he's a firm guy and he wants to touch him. Look, Rashi says it's not Mistaber, but he's going to go look to see whether it'll be his week.
Why did he bring it?
What? He brought it down because people say it. And he says, I don't agree with that shot. Rashi does that many times. She can bring her carbon whatever she wants. She doesn't have to bring it on day 41 or day 81, so you can't figure it out anyway when she's going to bring it. But Gam Lashon Rishon ain't in there. I don't like the fact that he's a Paisik. If he's a Paisik, why in the world is he being exposing himself to Tumas Meis? So he can paskin her Shaila? She's Iver and Isser? Ella Kain Amaritz Haya. It was an Amaritz. Either the Kayan was an Amoritz, or he was a Katan, and the woman said, do me a favor, go check. And he went and checked. No Chacham, no Kayan that's worth his salt, would ever expose himself to Tumas Meis so he could pass him for the woman. Or worry about his Truma. Keep her away, that's all. You don't go and do a Lav, which is an issue for a Kayan to be Matamat Meis, to help this woman out. So Rashi rejects all the pshatim and comes up with the fact this is the Kayan Amaretz, didn't know the halacha, and this is what happened. And all questions now are Akash and Amaisa. The Taru Ma'el Ames. And they made him tar from being an Ayel Ames. Zafti Gemara. But it's a suffix in a Vadai. It's a Vadai Nefo, and it's a suffix whether the Holdor Bartolus dragged it away. The Gemara, the last line, Loi Tei Mein Tila Nefel Labar. It wasn't a definite fetus. Ela Ema Kemin Nefel. It was, we didn't even know whether it was a fetus or an air sac. So it was a Suffolk Nefel. And therefore, it's a Suffolk and a Suffolk. And a Suffolk can win over a Suffolk. Frek the Gemara, Valei Dem Zachem Nekevuk Tani. The Brisa says to know whether it's a boy or a girl, which means it was a definite fetus. And for the Gemara, this is what it means to say. First of all, he wanted to ascertain whether it was a fetus or not. And if it was a fetus, and at the end of the day, he didn't see anything. They came to ask Yishayla Maitame. And the answer is no, because Chuldim Bartolus took it away, probably. Because it was only this. Excuse me, it was only a Suffolk Nefel to begin with. Rashi, Kamin Nefel, Hilkach Suffolk with Suffolk who? The Vilma Mikar Alav Nefel, who it might not have been a Nefel. Be by same, if you want, I can tell you a different answer. Kivin the Chulda Barlis Mitsuyan Sham. Since it's very common to have the weasels and the barlis in there, Vadegaruru. Not a Suffolk. This place is infested with weasels and barlis in. And when they smell meat, they're there. So it's not a Suffolk. with a Vadai Geruru, Rashi, Hilchah Vadai Bevadaihu, period. End of this sugya, where the subject is Ma'i Timidei Vadai. We tried to prove from two places the subject is Ma'i Timidei Vadai. At the end of the day, we didn't prove it, and we stick to Ein Subject Ma'i Timidei Vadai. And this was Negeya by a woman who saw blood, and we don't know if she tabled or not. You can't rely on the fact she tabled, because women are embarrassed to table sometimes, and they don't go to the mikvah, they don't have to, and therefore you can't assume that she went, because Ein Subject Ma'i Timidei Vadai. That's why we brought it in here, and that's what it was doing here. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Boy minei b'Rav Nachman. They asked Rav Nachman a question. Best is the Raisa or Drabonah. Let me give an introduction here. Many of the things that are going to be coming up in this Gemara is Machloikus Rishonim. And in Halacha, we don't paskin like Rashi. But I'm going to confuse people if I'm constantly jumping between Rashi and other Rishonim. So I'm going to stick to Rashi's Pshat, and nobody draw any conclusions l'maisa from my Pshat to Gemara. Because Rishonim argue on Rashi had a number of counts in this next sugya. Again, Rashi's Rashi doesn't need my Haskama, but the Rishonim argue on him, and in Halacha, in most of the cases in this sugya, we don't paskin like Rashi. But I figured if I'm going to jump back and forth, right, it's going to make everybody confused. Now, when I learned it, I was a young man in Kail, just freshly married. I think I was married a year and a half, or maybe less, a year and some. And Yilkes Nida was very Negeya. It was new and fresh. So when we learned every sugya, of course, we went to learn it Mahalacha afterwards, because it was Negeya Lamaisa on a monthly basis. Whereas now, at this point, if I'm going to go through the halacha, it's going to be very confusing, so I'm going to stick to Rashi's shot. Boy minei Merav Nachman. Best is the Raisa or the Rabbana. Zokt Rashi. Now again, we are learning Rashi's shot. Best is the Raisa or the Rabbana. Hod the Kaimalon, the boy Bedika B'shas Vesta. That's which we assume, not assume, that's what we paskin, that a woman has to check herself during the time of her vest. During the period, the time period of her vest, she's mechuyev in a bedika. The Raisa, is that a requirement biblically? The imloy batka tameya, if she doesn't check herself during that time, she is tamei. The afilu batka achasman, and even if she would check the next day or the next night, well, matzasa tahira, she's still tamei. The airach bisman oiba, because we assume that the period comes in its time. The dam chazoy v'nafu l'karka, there must have been a drop of blood that she can't find now because it fell out of her body. I drabonenu, that's who. It was a rabbinic requirement, and that's only l'katchila. V'imloy batka tahira. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and again, we mentioned last week that there's a machlokes rishonim, but this week I'm staying away from them. So Rashi shita is, if vest is the raisa, we know for sure that a woman has to make a bedika the day of her vest. Right? We're talking about vest kavua here. We're not talking about vest she'ina kavua. Vest kavua. A woman has to make a bedika the day of her vest. If her vest is every heil chodesh, on heil chodesh, she has to make a bedika. Now, she doesn't, is that a raisa requirement? Or is that a rabbinic requirement? Now, Kamina, the derisive requirement is because we assume there's a period, and unless you can disprove it, we assume it happened. A period doesn't have to be more than one drop of blood. And if it's a drabonin requirement, even though there was no argasha, which is what creates like a little bit of a doubt, and if it's a drabonin requirement, biblically we're not afraid, even though she has a vest, we don't assume it happens on schedule. And only rabbinically we're afraid. V'chatchila, we would like her to make a bdika on hay. If she doesn't make a bdika on hay, we're not going to make her usher to her husband. Yes, correct. And no bdika afterwards would help. Because we would assume it came. Now, the point over here is, and I'm just going to mention this quickly, does Chazaka tell us future or past? Usually, chazaka is a thing that we use for the past. Is the guy now alive? He was alive yesterday. Assume he's alive today. Nothing changed. Here, Chazak is telling us, if you hold Vesta's deraisa, we're saying the fact that she is seeing every hay, that she will see on hay. It's saying you better make a bedika because you will see on hay. It's a requirement biblically to pre-warn what might happen. Afterwards, it's a question, did it happen? But beforehand, it was, it might happen. So it's really more than a regular chazaka. It's saying you better check because the chances are chazaka says it will happen. Chazaka is telling us future. It's like saying, since you're alive today, you'll be alive in 2 weeks from now. Chazaka doesn't usually do that. Chazaka doesn't tell us what's going to happen in the future. Chazaka tells us the current state didn't change from before. This chazaka is saying, since it always changes on hay, you can assume it will change on hay. If you hold Vestas Drabonon, we say there's no such biblical rule, and therefore, Midrabonon, they made you do a bedika. If you didn't do it, they didn't ban you from your husband. We're learning Rashi Shita. Yes?
I think
he clarified
this earlier, but I don't remember. So I apologize. So when you say there's no shear to the amount of blood for a period, that means there's no such thing as phantom at the time of death.
Might be true. I don't know. I would have to check it out. Makes sense.
Okay, so I didn't remember you saying.
I did not talk about it, no.
Okay. What does this mean now change for you over the right? What does it do?
This is the problem I mentioned yesterday, I think, or I forgot on Friday. This is the problem. Yeah. So they Rishonim talk about it. And one says that once you did a bedika, we say that it undermines the chazaka that it came on its time. The fact that you checked yourself today and nothing was there is a raya that not necessarily is the chazaka as strong as we thought it was.
But does it make their mutter to arise to her
husband? Yes. Well, does it make a mutter today?
For that day that you checked.
No, I don't think so. She has to, well, the pashtus, she has to separate a whole day. But it makes a mutter afterwards, and we don't have to assume it came because she checked. The Nesivus has the problem with it, the Chavizdas. How does the check on 9 o'clock in the morning prove that it didn't happen at 12? So some learn you have to make 2 bedikas that day, morning and evening. But others try to, it still doesn't prove 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is the Nesivus' kindness. See, he comes up with this chumrah. I call it a chumrah because most Paiskim do not paskim this halacha, that you need a ma'if dachik. Overwhelming majority of Paiskim don't paskim this halacha.
So what if, again, this is Rashi Shita.
What they were arguing? Whether if your old Vestas Rabbanon, does she have to make a bedika afterwards? Rashi holds that once the time passed, he didn't make a bedika, forget about it.
If it's still about it.
Yeah. Which way we paskim? We paskim Vestas Rabbanon.
They're not arguing with it.
No, that's the Gemara. Shiloh was the best of the Rice of Drabana. We happen to pass the best of Drabana.
And so if you didn't check, Rashi says you don't have to check.
Exactly. That's the Rishonim argument, correct. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Amalu, they asked Rav Nachman this question. Amalu, Rav Nachman answered them. The Amar of Huna Chavrin, my friend Huna said, Mishmei the Rav, Isha Shiesh Lo Vest, Vigiyash Has Vesta Beloy Rasa. Okay? I'm sorry, Vigiyash Has Vesta Beloy Batka. A woman that has a vest, again, Kavua, and the time of vest came and she didn't check. Ulu Besayf Rasa. Then 2 days later she notices she has them. Cheshesh Lo Vesta, the Cheshesh Lo Riasa. She has to count 7 days, from, meaning she has to consider herself Tamei from the time of the vest. And she also has to consider herself Tamei from the time of the Riyah. Let me explain. On Sunday was her vest. On Tuesday, she saw blood. So anything she touched on Sunday is Tamei. Because that was the day of her vest. We assumed that blood came. On Tuesday, she saw blood. Maybe blood didn't come on Sunday. And therefore, the 7 days starts on Tuesday. She has to count 7 days before she goes to the mikvah. Does she count them from Sunday or does she count them from Tuesday? So Rav said, she has to consider herself coming from Sunday, but she can't stay out the 7 days till Tuesday.
Real Riyah,
does
that what he means?
Well, if not true. Meaning if she never had the real Riyah, she would be coming from Sunday. Well, she wants to become Tahir, she's going to have to do something. If you're all left as their eyes,
and that's with Isla also?
Of course.
What does that say at the end? Is she tests for 9 days, or
no.
Waits 9 days, or seven days?
7 days from the Riyah. 9 days from the original vest.
So she's closer.
Again, if she's coming from Sunday, because she didn't do a B'dik on Sunday, but if she saw Tuesday, we say she's counting from Tuesday.
And so the earlier 2 days where her vest was what sounds would have been on Sunday. And she touches Harris.
It would be coming.
This lady who now has a problem with her
count. 100%. She has a problem with her count, and she would need the solution of 17 days without blood, but we're not going to get into that now. There'll be a whole sugya on that.
And so, with Harris, anything she touched on Sunday or Monday, they're not burned.
Yes, they are.
They are burned.
Yes, best of the Raisa. It depends if you're best of the Raisa. Alma Vesta Zeraisa. That's how Rav seems. So Nachman brings what his friend Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and the fact that we say that she has to be afraid of her vest. Oh, Vesta Zeraisa, why do you have to be afraid of the vest? It passed. Gone. Over. Done. Zeraya Vesta Zeraisa. Rashi. Vesta, we did that. Ubasai Frasa Mabdika Rishayna Shabbat Kasma L'Achazman. She checked herself on Tuesday, and she found out a matrasa tmeya. Cheshes levesta, cheshes lariyasa. Rashi says, "Im zman vesta kaidem meslesha riyasa." Remember, we always go back 24 hours. So obviously, the vest was more than 24 hours. That's why I said Sunday and Tuesday. Metamina and taris the mevesta veiluch. From Sunday and on, the taris is tame. Dilma bezmani ba came on its time. Bim. Meislay shariyasa kaidem levesta. Obviously, if the vesta is less than a meislay away, the loishasa mishas vesta riyasa meislays. And if she didn't, if the vest was Monday afternoon, because those days used to have vests mamish on the hour, and now it's Tuesday morning, and she finds herself tamei. Right. I'm sorry.
Within the 24.
So she, let me just finish. As Lina Basariyot may slice, we say it happened before the vest. Right? Any woman that sees would go back 24 hours. What if her vest was 10 hours ago? She always saw on hay at 5 in the evening, in the afternoon. That was her time. And now, on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, she finds what?
She didn't check.
She didn't check. So we say, go back 24 hours. Now 24 hours is before 5 in the afternoon. Doesn't make a difference. You still go back 24 hours. The cheshesh, right. Because Samkadaita, the one in Nami. We're proving the Rav holds it's the Raisa. Right? Makes place is not the Raisa. Because Samkadaita, the one in Nami, and Batka Matzasit Tahira, the cheshesh is Lavesta. See, we understand Rav, that Rav is not saying the chiddush of cheshesh is Lavesta. Vesta is obvious. It's that she, when it's within 24 hours, you go back further than that. But the Naka Rasa, Mishim Dabai Lameh, Mishim Dabai Lameh, right? Again, what is Rav telling us? The first Lashon understands that Rav is saying, she has to be chayshish for the vest, that's the Raisa. Since she saw afterwards, so now she has to be chayshish for the Riyah also. Yes?
A lady with a vest.
Lady at 5
o'clock.
What?
She also has to go back 24 hours?
No. Time of the Rasa, meaning Rashi, the key with the Badika Rishayna Masasa Tmeya, in Batkanami Mishas Vest, out of Mishkacha, we say for sure it came during the Vest. That's lesson number one. Ikidi Amri, Hachi Kamalei. Others say Rav Nachman used Huna to prove the opposite. Time is a Rasa. Halai Rasa and Chayzishin. See, notice Rav's case. A woman had a vest, didn't check herself, then checked herself the next morning and found blood. Right? What if she wouldn't have checked herself the next morning? Listen to Rav's case. Rav says, a woman has a vest, did not check herself on the day of the vest. The next morning she checked herself and found tamei. So we say, chashash is l'vesta, chashash is l'riyasa. How about had she not found herself tamei the next morning? So the first question says, that just affects the 24 hours. But the vest is the best. That's what Rav is saying. Therefore, vest is the deraisa. The second question is saying, no. Is because she checked herself the next morning and found blood, that we say, hey, it might have been yesterday. But if not, we would have to forget about it. Vestas is a drabona. So the question is, how do you read Rav? Which point do we stress in Rav? The woman had a vest. She didn't check herself. She checked herself the next morning. She found herself tamei. She had to be chayshish for both. What if she did not check herself the next morning and find herself tummy? So the first lesson says Rav would say she's still chayshish for the vest. Second lesson said no. Rav would say there is no vest. The vest is the drabbanan. So that's the shaila, how to read Rav. In the first lesson, Rav Nachman read Rav, the vest is the deraisa. In the second lesson, he read Rav, the vest is the drabbanan. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Something about writer. Itmar. Isha she has a vest, Vigia Shah's vest of Loy Batka. A woman has a vest, and vest came, and she didn't check. With a beside Batka. And then she checked. Okay? She had a vest on Sunday, she didn't check herself. She checked on Monday. I'm a Rav. Batka Matza Tameya Tameya. If she finds herself coming on Monday, we say she was tamei yesterday. Tahira, tahira. If she checks herself and doesn't find any blood, forget about it. Vest is a drabbanan, seemingly. It sounds like Rav holds vest is a drabbanan and Shmuel holds vest is a deraisa. That's how you would read it. Again, the woman had a vest and didn't check herself. She checked herself a day later, 2 days later, 3 days later. And found dam. So Dr. Rav, if she found dam, we assume it started on Sunday. And Shmuel says, but if she didn't find dam, forget about it. That's best. Sounds like Vestas Rabbana. Shmuel says, no. Vestas is a deraisa. Whether she finds her dam or not, she's tummy. That's what it sounds like, the machloikas. Dr. Gemara, lema be Vestas kamiflegi. The marshavar. It sounds to me, Gemara, that they're arguing with Vestas deraisa or Vestas drabbanan. Rashi. No Rashi. And for the Gemara. Amar Zera. There's no machloikas. Rav and Shmuel talk about two different cases. Everybody holds Vestas deraisa. And Shmuel's right. If she checked herself, whether she checked herself and found herself tamei, or checked herself and found herself tar, makes no difference. She's tamei. Rav said if she finds herself tar, she's tar. Rav is talking in a unique case. He's talking in a case where the woman checked herself immediately after the time of her vest. She always sees 5 o'clock p.m. She checked herself at 5:01. She didn't check herself the next morning. She did it immediately. In fact, she had the bedikah cloth ready to go. She was rushing to get to 5 o'clock. So it's not a question of not enough time, 8 on the outside, Shabbos on the inside. She was rushing to get to 5 o'clock. She missed it by 30 minutes. She started her bedikah at 5 o'clock, but she didn't do a bedikah until 5:01.
Thank God. exaggeration, that 1 minute?
No, I'm being very careful. I mean,
they
as immediate as you can get, I don't know. I'm not going to get involved in minutes. I just picked that. I had no other way to explain it. I didn't explain it yet. I'm not finished. So then Rob says, if she's tired, if I go one, then she's tired. Shmuel would agree. Again, everybody, Rav Zeira says, Rav is more talking apples and oranges. Rav is talking in a unique case. The woman had a bedikah cloth in her hands. She knew that at 5 p.m. she has to make a bedikah. She knew that. She was running to make the bedikah at 5 p.m. She, in fact, started a bedikah at 5 p.m. But to do a bedikah, you have to go all the way in, check, and by the time she got checked, it was 5:01. Dr. Rav, that she's to her. Because that the blood came at 5 and it fell out is illogical to say. Whereas, if she didn't do a bedikah at 5:01, she did the bedikah at 5:20 or tomorrow morning, then I agree to Shmuel. Vestas is a deraisa. I don't care whether she finds anything or not. So what we're doing is we're limiting Rav to one little specific case. And I want to do the Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The consuloy batka atzma other coming low best is the right, so it's may have a little rav. Mishaloy batka atzma shir best. She didn't check herself immediately. That got butts the tire at Tamea. Right? Period. They take out the word Inka the Amri. Just stop here. So Rav would agree to Shmuel. It's just in a unique case, Shmuel would agree to Rav. There's no machlokes. That's what Rav Zeira says. Yes, doctor.
As far as 5:01
amount of time, the duration it takes, it's not a clock time. Yes, okay, yes. When I say 5 and 5:01, I'm trying to explain it in terms that people identify with. Okay, so that's why I explained it that way. Now, I just want to explain that the Gemara earlier said it's impossible to do a bedikah right away. The most you can do is an external wipe. So I answered that, I tried to answer that question. That's true, when the man has tashmish, he withdraws from her body. It's impossible for the woman to get in and do a bedikah immediately. It's impossible. Here we're talking about the woman already was entering. She was already in the first stage of the bedikah. That's possible to get at the exact right time and be right afterwards. So the Gemara here doesn't say it's impossible to do a bedikah right away. It's impossible to do a bedikah right away if you didn't enter a little earlier. But if you did enter, so therefore this thing here, the Gemara doesn't have to speak out that you can't do a bedikah right away. It's not enough time. Because you can start earlier. And she did start earlier. So she can get the bedikah done immediately after the time of her rest. So that's why I started stressing that. She started a bedikah. You know, listen, we get the shilas all the time. Not this way, nobody does this. We get the shilas because hefsik tara has to be done by shkia. So a woman's running to do hefsik tara by shkia, and she misses. Now, there's an allowance here. I'm not getting involved in halacha lemaisa. There's an allowance. A certain amount of minutes afterwards, it's okay. But that's concrete. You know what I mean? You can only stretch it this far. Once you pass that, you pass that, right? So here you can have it. You know, when does she look at her clock? When she starts the bedikah? When she finishes the bedikah? That's when it can become the gay l'aruch l'mas. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Bevestas Gufay Pligi. He disagrees. He says, leave them alone. They're arguing. Ma'asav Bevestas Araisa, Ma'asav Bevestas Rabbana. Why do you have to make everybody agree? We're all peace-loving, but there's no reason to say that Rav is talking about only in one case. Rav holds Vestas is Rabbana, and Shmuel holds Vestas is the Raisa. Dr. Gemara, that's a Machlaikas. I mean, it's a Machlaikas. If Zaira says everybody holds Vestas is the Raisa. Rav Nachman, who was the one? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no. It's a Machlaikas. Dr. Gemara, Rav Sheshes Ketanoi. Rav Lezurai Metamei Nida, Rav Yishuai Metibadek. Rav Lezer says, if she didn't check herself at the time of vest, she's a definite nida. And Rav Yishua says, tibadek. Now, according to Rashi, that's a very difficult word because you don't have to make a bedikah afterwards, according to Rashi. Tibadek means, according to Rashi, she remains, if she checked, Rashi learns, if she checks, it depends if she found blood or not. Rashi, she thinks she doesn't have to check. We spoke about the Rashi earlier, right? Rashi, Tmei Anida, and Megia Vesta, and Rebutkin, Sever Vesta, Zeraisa. Tibadek, Racha Vesta, Metzasa Tmeya, Tmeya, Mishas Vesta, Tahira, Tahira. She's Tamei from the time of Vest, and if she doesn't find herself Tamei, she's Tahira. This is the Makloikas, Vesta, Zeraisa, Vesta, Zerabanan. This word, Tibadek, is one of the Rishonim's right, not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, you don't have to make a bedik of your best as Rabbanon. But the Gemara says Tibadek. Doesn't that say check yourself? So you have to say according to Rashi, if she checked, it depends what she found. Not that she has to check. This is one of the words in the Gemara that Rishonim ask on Rashi from. Again, we don't want to confuse people. We learn Rashi. I can't hear you.
Did not Rashi in the earliest part of the earliest Rashi on the second one said it's Rukua.
The what?
It's Rukua. She was supposed to do it. She didn't do it.
No, the Shiftur needs a Medika during the time of the vest. Question is, what happened? She didn't check herself in the time of the vest. So Rashi the Mishnah made it. I mean, Rashi the Gemara on last Amud. He says, it's not clearly you don't need a bedikah. The Rishonim always ask on Rashi. We will stop here. And Thursday morning, 5 to 6.